My name is Reed Miller, and I am a junior.
My name is Wesley Haskell, and I'm a senior.
I'm Matthew DeYoung, and I am also a junior.
I'm Derek Ackman, I'm a senior.
I'm Nathan Grandia, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Carson Reynolds, and I'm a senior.
I'm Jaden Dovelbus, and I'm a freshman.
And we are here with members of the Varsity Pella Bowling Team. First of all, guys, from your perspective, how has the season gone so far, and what are some of the maybe fun moments you've had so far this year?
We struggled coming out of the gate, but the past week we've came out, bowled a 2,900, so I think we're going to go places.
Yeah, I think we struggled a little bit out of the gate. We had a couple of rough places, and some of the teams we went up against, like Oski and Newton and them, they were pretty good, but I think we've got the train going, and I think we're going to be good to go come Saturday.
So, Reed, you were able to roll a 290 this past weekend. Have you been close to 300 before, and what was it like when you were getting on that roll?
I mean, I've been pretty close to 300 before. I mean, not nearly that close. It was a really, really exciting experience. I mean, like, all you can really do is just take it slow and just take it frame by frame. That's just what's important. And although I didn't get to 300, 290 is perfectly fine with me. As I said, that's the closest I've been to 300, and it was just an exciting experience.
What's it like to see someone locked in like that, you know, when they're knocking down strike after strike? And how does that kind of motivate the team to keep going as well?
I know what he's talking about, and it's really cool to see one of your teammates, one of your good friends, start striking like it's nothing. But you want to keep them calm at the same time, but also, you know, keep them focused.
Tell us a little bit about your goals this season when you were coming in and some of the things you're still hoping to work on throughout the rest of the year.
Individually, I'd probably, you know, try to get a higher average than what I started out with. I started with a 140, and now I'm rolling around 170, so trying to keep it up.
I started a little slow, but once I got going, I kept going. And one of my goals is to get over a 400, and I haven't gotten that yet in the two series. And so I'm hoping to get a 400 or a 450 here by the end of the season.
My goals this year is to get my mark set up and my footing correct, because I haven't been bowling long and I don't have that set up yet.
Some of my goals are just to stay consistent. I've been not the most consistent bowler, but I came up the last couple of weeks with some better scores than I have in previous years.
You know, obviously the goal for the team too, I'm sure, is to get to state. What are some of the areas in meets or in competition that you hope to maybe improve as overall as a team to make sure you can get to that point? Because you were close, obviously, as you mentioned, you lost some really close games early in the season. What are the things as a team do you think you need to do to take that next step?
All it comes down to, I mean, like, your two games, first off, are extremely important. They really are, but it really comes down to the team effort with Baker games. That's super important, taking it frame by frame, supporting your teammates, and that's where you get pretty much all of and most of your points. So you just want to support your teammates. Support your teammates and just keep it rolling.
Yeah. Supporting your teammates in the first two games is really helps, and I think one of the biggest factors in team play is like in Baker's is communication to talk to each other what they're seeing. But yeah, I think Baker's is really our weak spot. So if we just keep working at that during practice, I think that'll help us try to make state.
Just like the other two said, worry about your frames. And in the Baker games, try to keep your other teammates up, because when they have a bad ball, they just want to stay down. Help them stay up, keep their head up, and then just worry about your frames.
Yeah, going off what they said, just keeping your teammates up. Like, everyone goes up there thinking they have to strike, but if you make your spares, we'll be fine. So if they go up there, leave a 10-pin, as long as they make that, or even if they miss it, just keep their spirits up.
You have some home opportunities. You guys both here at Excitable. That's where we're talking right now. What would it mean for you to see some extra fans out there? I know you have a pretty good support with the parents, but what would it mean to see the community come out and see what you guys have to offer? Because obviously they hear about basketball and wrestling, and those are all great, but I'm sure that you'd like to show off what you're doing here too.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to turn around and see some of your friends or even family members watching you succeed, or even if not, trying to, you know, keep you up and keep your spirits boosted. But it having more fans there definitely gets you more riled up and gets you more excited to go bowl.
This is the Pella Bowling Team. Congratulations so far, especially with your big win against Bondurant. We look forward to more success the rest of the way. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.